President Trump says he is considering an executive order to ensure a citizenship question is included on the U.S. Census next year. He made the remark to reporters on Friday. The White House said it was continuing to search for a legally acceptable way to include a citizenship question, despite a recent Supreme Court ruling against the administration's justification for adding it. The administration feels the high court said it's legal to have a citizenship question in the census if there's an appropriate explanation. More from Jess Braven, Supreme Court correspondent at the Wall Street Journal. Jess, set this up.
They wanted the data to improve their enforcement of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which, of course, is intended to protect minority voters from discrimination in election procedures. It was not a political judgment based on it being a Republican administration. Rather, it looked very factually at the sequence of events that took place before that citizenship question, before the voting rights rationale was devised, and that essentially it was sort of reverse engineered, that they first decided they wanted the question and then spent a year trying to come up with a legal reason to add it, and that was the one that that they selected, and the courts found that was not compliant with the Administrative Procedure Act, which requires that the government be candid, transparent when it makes policy changes, and that they have a reasoned basis.
So is there a timeline for this now, Jess, in terms of when a decision has to be made, say, for, you know, the printing of the actual questionnaire?
Well, the government has been very inconsistent about its positions. They told the Supreme Court they needed an answer by June 30th because that was the drop-dead date for finalizing the content of the questionnaire because of printing deadlines and so on. And that is why the Supreme Court expedited hearing of the case. Now maybe that's not so because they seem to be taking a further time to come up with a legal argument here. We know that there's a federal judge in Maryland has asked the government to say whether it is going to proceed with efforts to reinstate the citizenship question or not, and if it is going to proceed, then that triggers additional court hearings and a lawsuit there alleging that the aim was to discriminate against Hispanics, to harm their political interests, and discovery in that lawsuit would proceed.
Speaking with Jess Braven, Supreme Court correspondent at the Wall Street Journal. His piece is called White House to Look at Every Option to Get Citizenship Question on the Census. Politically, Jess, why is this so important for each side?
Well, there are a number of reasons. One is just symbolically. I think that the president's base sees this as they view citizenship as an extremely important marker of loyalty to the country, and his effort to underscore that, I think, appeals to them. More practically speaking, there are a number of political calculations. There are two ways in which adding such a question could help Republicans and harm Democrats. They are these. One, the question itself is expected to depress response rates in immigrant communities because households that may have an immigrant present may be a little wary of responding given the rhetoric about enforcement and the current climate. So whether they're illegal aliens or they are permanent residents or have some other status, they may not want to respond, and so there's an expectation the response rate would go down, and that would affect the allocation of congressional seats and federal funding after the census is completed. There's another reason, which is a little bit harder to get one's head around, which is that citizenship data from the census, if it were available, would potentially make it possible to use a different set of numbers when actually drawing legislative districts.
Have we been down this path before in this way?
No, I don't think there's been this sort of fascination with the content of the census questionnaire before. There have been lawsuits and legal disputes over the census and what type of statistical data it can use and making population projections and so forth, but not about the actual content of the questionnaire. So this is really quite an extraordinary sequence of events involving, as a reporter, a fascinating array of constitutional theories and powers in play. So we don't know what would happen. We know that these court injunctions remain in place. Presumably, if the president can find a reasonable rationale for adding this question, then he would go back into court and say, now we have satisfied your concerns, and please lift the injunction.
Thanks, Jess. Jess Braven, Supreme Court correspondent at The Wall Street Journal. Meanwhile, Reuters is reporting that a new team of civil division lawyers at the Department of Justice will take over handling 2020 census-related cases, a shakeup that comes as President Trump pushes to include that citizenship question.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.